welcome to the sound of pre-registration at the Dublin Web Summit on the Tuesday evening. There's a big queue of people here, mainly all men, with a few women in between. There are about four registration places on a table in front of me, and they're pre-registering everybody who wants to be pre-registered tonight. I really wish I could pre-register tonight, but I assured the man behind the counter that I wasn't here to jump the queue, because to be honest, I get a very bad reputation if I tried to queue jump, and it wouldn't even work anyway, thank goodness. So this is it. It's nice and calm here. You just need patience to queue up, and it'll probably take. Looks to me like it would probably. I'd want to have another 40 minutes in the back of the queue to the front of the queue. So I think I'm going to get to my hotel. I just had a wonderful experience by coming here. And see if I can catch one more person who has registered. I wonder would this man talk to me? I don't know. Let me see. Is there any chance I could ask you a question about why you're going to the Web Summit? I'm an audio journalist just talking to people at random, just collecting
their
voices. Please tell me
why.
Why? Yeah. Why?
Because it's one of the most exciting places to be. I'm a founder of a startup, ilovetodo.com, and I think this is a perfect place to meet new people.
You're a founder of what?
ilovetodo.com, which is a startup.
I love to do that. What does I love to do that do?
We are a marketplace, peer-to-peer marketplace for leisure learning, so people can teach other people directly specific skills like photography or rock climbing or cookery, anything from that.
God, that sounds interesting.
It is.
Which country are you from?
I'm from Venezuela, but I live in London.
From Venezuela?
Yeah.
Living in London?
Yes.
Coming to Dublin?
Absolutely, yeah.
How did you hear about this? Is this well known in other countries, the Dublin Web Summit?
Well, let's say it's well known on the internet, so it's easy to get there, yeah.
Are you on Twitter?
Absolutely.
And what's your Twitter name then?
Sophia with F, Q-T, all together. Sophia Q-T.
Spell it?
S-O-F-I-A. Q for Queen, T for Tower.
And is this man with you? Are you together in the same
yes.
business?
We are married, yes.
Yeah.
Right, great. So did you invent this business together?
No.
I'm
the co-founder of another startup, like a web business, so to say.
Do you want to plug that business too? You can?
Not necessarily to hers, I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of very interesting and influential guys, and specifically that business I'm in. There's one guy here from a very large network called 4chan.
Do you want to name him?
Actually forgot the name.
That's okay, I forget all the names.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's basically behind
Look,
the scenes.
You're both entrepreneurs, aren't you?
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question. If you were going to give a bit of advice to another entrepreneur, right? Your opinion, right? What two or three things would you advise somebody to do to build their brand? To build their brand, yeah. What advice would you give?
Be honest, be consistent, and try to help as many people as possible.
You've practiced that. You've answered that question before.
No, I tell you, I'm living through that every single day. That's what it helps.
That's wonderful. And what about you? What would you say the same, or would you add another one? Or?
Yeah, definitely be brave to fail and be bold enough to do steps to fail. And something I heard quite recently is to seek out for negative feedback on all that you do in order to gain some positive understanding for the matter, for the, you know, the substance.
Get all the negative stuff out into the open?
Sort of. No, inside of you to understand your business. Because that's how we all work, basically. Avoidance paradigm is omnipresent for all of us. We all, you know, no matter what we work on, what we do in our lives, we come to the points where we have to face demons, and then we hide. You know, we hide from our demons. We hide in different corners where we actually, which avoids or just holds us back to see the entire truth. So, and this is especially in business, when you know where things are at stake. It's very crucial that you learn to do that. So to go out and face negative
feedback.
You're talking in a very emotionally intelligent way. Does that mean something to you? Are you actually consciously using deep psychology in order to develop your business?
No, I have a very gay side, so that's
probably
you might
absolutely, you have to be emotional to connect to people. So that
it's about users. You know, our business, are you know, and I mean, every business is you know, has to be customers at the end. But I don't know, we are probably more.
It's like connection. It's online connection. Yeah.
Because we spend so much time to understand, or you know, in our terms, to do metrics, to do analytics, to understand our community, the profiles behind. So of course, there's a lot of psychology going into you know, your market, understand your segments and all that stuff, and think through that part. Because that's
is it your first time in Dublin?
Yes.
I have to get that question.
I'm German, so...
You're German, you're Venezuelan, you live in London. Is it your first time in Dublin?
Yeah.
Well, tell me something, one or two observations about Dublin, right? Just in the tiny bit you've been here.
You can change
your mind tomorrow. Go on.
Oh,
we
God.
Expected the passport check to be more strict.
Yeah, no.
She's waiting for a passport to come back, so yeah. We were a little bit in trouble. It was a guerrilla, basically.
Yeah.
A very, very, what do you say? A safari, essentially, to come here. With the chance to get to refuse at the border, so.
But you made it in.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, we've been here
Did you have to bribe them at the border to get in?
Get all the documents, you know.
Yeah, like, we're fine, yeah.
Dating back until, you know, the 7th.
Where did you come up with this name? This name of yours that you said to me?
I love to do that.com.
I love
to do that. Oh, that's a founder. I met the founder later. She started the business a few months ago, almost a year ago. So she wanted to build a platform to inspire women to do something interesting and to really, you know, understand the creativity and explore different areas of themselves. So, you know, you often hear people, oh, I'd love to do that, and people don't do it. So we're trying to provide the choices and to take action, basically.
So you're riding on a movement, really. You're riding on a movement.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
what we want to do,
a movement. Look, it's great to meet you. I don't want to distract you, but I'm delighted. I hope you have a great time.
Thank you.
You know, I hope you get this, you meet the people that you want to get the... But you know what, I think sometimes in a place like this, it's a completely unexpected stranger who might bring you
absolutely, and we are excited about
that. You just never know.
In these terms, I don't know where this is going to be spread out there.
This, well, so
let me add this one thing, because my business is called Chill Out Zone, just that little word.
Chill Out Zone. Chill Out Zone,
yeah.
right,
yeah.
Okay. And there's some kind of a directory of all the businesses at the Dublin Web Summit here.
I'll find
both of your businesses?
I'm not sure, I don't think so.
Right, good, because I can find the others, but I can't find people like yourselves who come, could easily come and go, and we'd never know you were here.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
No, it's a pleasure. I'm using a thing you may never have seen. It's called Audio Boom. Right?
Right,
and it's a company based in a small company, only I think 12 or 13 people in London, near Tower Bridge, just close to Tower Bridge.
Mm.
Audio Boom, yeah.
Oh,
and it gives you it runs on mobile devices. It also runs off a computer, so you could in theory use it for the purpose of speaking about your company. Interviewing people, having conversations about your company,
awesome.
Giving little stories behind the background of your company. You could build up an audience, people could find you attractive and tell other people about you. And if you know, it's a very cheap way, it doesn't cost a lot of money. The app itself is free, and for that you get 3 minutes and a limitless number of podcasts of 3 minutes. Pay a little bit more and you get up to 30 minutes, a limited supply of 30-minute podcasts in the year, you know.
That sounds very good.
That was
Audio
just
Boom.
I
don't have any shares. It's not my company, you know.
But you enjoy it.
I'm a big audio journalist. I use it a lot. It's fantastic. You can find it, Audio Boo. And what else could I tell you about it, really? Would you like to ask me anything about it before I go?
How long have you been doing this? Because you're very interested in this subject. So how long have you been doing tech and all of this?
Well, I first did, just in the tech area, I started my first blog in 2005.
Oh, brilliant.
And in the summer of 2005, I wasn't able to spell blog. There's a funny little record of the fact I spelt, the first time I spelt the word blog, I spelt it with two G's. Right?
Okay.
So it's that recent. And I began it when I was coming from the UK. I lived there for 30 years. And I was coming to Ireland with...
When did you start blogging about back in 2000?
I began blogging about the experience of moving from the UK to Ireland.
Okay.
A returning, a re-migrating emigrant. I come from Ireland.
Oh, right.
See, I went to the UK, I lived there 30 years.
Okay.
And then I came back. My wife got a job in Cork and
I thought, well, so long as it has an airport, I can fly off to back to where I came from. I worked myself. And so I came to Ireland, and I thought, well, look, my daughter was only just born. I would start blogging in order to write something that in 20 years or 15 years...
That's my business partner.
Hi.
Oh, how do you do?
You're,
just to warn you, you're actually live on air now.
Oh, okay.
And we've had a discussion. No, you're welcome to join in.
Oh, okay.
You can even say who you are if you like. And,
yeah,
but I've just had a wonderful introduction to both of the two businesses, and also to great advice about what advice you give to other entrepreneurs.
Thank you very much. That was very.
And are you, which country are you from?
From the UK. From
all right.
London.
Oh, you're from London.
Yes.
I lived there for 30 years.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
I can tell you've lost your accent.
But do you come to Ireland often? Sorry, what, do you mind
yes,
me asking
do.
Your name? You don't
Kimberly,
have to.
Kimberly Rothman.
Kimberly Rothman. And yeah. Are you the founder of this business?
I am. Yes, I am the founder.
Let me hear from the founder. Why did you start it? Come on, let me, in your own words, why did you start it? Right, yeah, come on.
To inspire women to find new passions in life.
That's a really good strap line.
Yeah.
There are an awful lot of women out there, right?
There are
so that's normal. Going right through there, right?
Yeah.
You can ignore the men, right? You've got
don't
a target.
Need the men.
Yeah. But you use two words there, inspire and passion, right?
Yes.
Why didn't you use any one of the other 20 words you could have used to get across the same idea? Why did you pick inspire and passion?
From a personal standpoint, because something I did when I was younger inspired me to do something which changed my life. And so that's why I created the business that hopefully would inspire women to ignite a passion in them.
So to use the words that my business uses,
yes.
You did brand building from the inside out.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a fair, very fair assessment.
I was watching that. Somebody told me this story recently. I was having my hair cut, and the hairdresser said to me that the woman next door had a business where she was a beautician, right? And she said she had got a theme for her beauty shop and all that, and it was a garden, right? And I thought this was wonderful. Until I then said to the hairdresser, I said, and by the way, does the beautician, is she a gardener, you see? I mean, thinking that, what a great thing to have. You're passionate about gardening, you do beauty. And it turned out the beautician had no interest in gardening. And I thought the whole thing went flop in my mind. But you've done it from the inside out. Out of your own inspiration?
Absolutely. Yeah, most definitely.
Who would you like most to meet here? If you could meet your dream contact people while you're here in the next couple of days, who would they be?
That's a very good question. Probably a accelerator startup company that we could talk to, that we could get on board with.
Okay, now how could the accelerator startup people, because this audio is going to only accelerator startup people, right?
Wow.
Now, how could they find you?
Well, they could contact me on idlovetodothat.com, Kimberly Rothman, and we'd love to speak to them.
We're
Kimberly Rothman,
yes.
Rothman.
Correct.
Are you also on Twitter?
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. I
love to do that. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, guys, I'll let you go and register.
Thank you so much.
I don't want to jump the queue. They kill me behind. Have a great time. We may run into each other again. Thank you all very, very much.
Thank you so much.
All the best. Bye-bye.